morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 50, 55 minutes today. I have a wonderful guest today, someone who I admire so much. She's given to this city and given to this city, and she'll give you a little bit of a pedigree of how she got to where she is. Her name is Catherine Van Bramer, and we're here to I want to say a little bit celebrate Catherine, but also she has put together a program that I wish we could teach it in the schools. That's how much I believe in her and the program. It's called Citizens Academy. It's 12 weeks. You have to apply, limited seating, 25 participants. And Catherine's going to go into the nitty-gritty of it. But I have talked with people, and they said, Bill, I wish I had done this 10 years ago. I learned so much about the inner workings of the city. Now, I say that because, and this is me. Oh, but let me give the preface. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. No way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti, in the mayor's office, and Peter White in the city council. The reason I said Mayor Tyre, Catherine was Mayor Tyre's number one aide. And when I see Catherine, the two come together. Now she's Peter Marchetti's Director of Administrative Services. So without further ado, for gras, soup du jour, I'd like to introduce Catherine Van Bramer. How are you, Catherine?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, no, what you started with this Citizens Academy, I probably should have had you on years back, but you gave a presentation to the MMA, Mass Municipal Association. Is that what that is? Okay.
Yes.
See that?
It was really a full circle moment because I am not the original. I don't hold the original idea for this. This was something about Citizens Academy that I learned back in 2018. As an employee of a municipal government, I have the opportunities to attend different conferences and trainings that happen throughout the year. And back in 2018, I attended the annual meeting and trade show held by the Massachusetts Municipal Association, where people, both local elected officials as well as municipal employees, have the opportunity to attend. And so they did a session on citizen engagement and how you can bring government to people in different ways. And so at the time I was working under Mayor Tyre, and she was like, yes, this has your name written all over it. So go attend, learn, and bring it back here to Pittsfield. And that's really going to those conferences that gives us an opportunity to bring new ideas back to our community and implement them. So I did in 2018. And so we've had the Citizens Academy since then. We skipped a year because of COVID in 2020. But then the MMA recently asked me to serve as a presenter on one of their webinars about Citizens Academy. So I joined two other communities, Danvers and Barnstable, Danvers, their program is around the same number of years, and Barnstable has been doing it for decades at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we brought all of our perspectives mm-hmm. on how we tailor the Citizens Academy model to our communities. Mm-hmm. So to be a presenter after all these years of learning what the program was about was a really cool opportunity. And we had over, I think it was over 400 people from municipalities wow. across the Commonwealth sign up and learn more, ask us questions. So it was really well attended.
And again, what I like about it, and I think our state government has mandated civics be brought back into the high school curriculum. And Catherine, what you've done is you brought a slice of civics to the people. When I watch sometimes, and you know, I do watch the city council meetings, the school committee meeting, and a lot of subcommittee. And some of the people, while they're good meaning people, they have limited knowledge of how government functions. And I think the Citizens Academies, the way you've broken them down, and I'll ask you to do that in a little while, but it to me, it's so beneficial because then they go and spread it. They tell people, oh, wait a minute, no, you don't understand. This is the way, because I actually saw that happen in one of the diners. No, I graduated. That's what, and the person said, they were amazed, you know? But you do know because you've been in go. Give us a little bit of your pedigree. You started in the city clerk's office.
I actually started for a short time in conservation.
Oh, wow. I didn't ever know that.
So back in 2010, I began my career with the city. I was a senior clerk in the conservation office, learning all about wetland protection and the regulations around that. So I spent a short time there, and then there was a position that opened up in the city clerk's office, which split your time between city clerks and register of voters. So I served as a clerk
Wow.
on both sides of those departments that falls under the bigger umbrella of things. I learned all about vital records, dog licensing, all of the permitting process. I learned about elections and registrations and getting people signed up to vote. So I was really sort of hands-on in that, and the getting people involved side of things was like, this is something I can do a little bit more with. And so I wanted to grow upon that. And so then in 2016, I joined Mayor Tyer as her executive assistant in the mayor's office, held that position until 2023. And then was promoted to the Director of Administrative Services, which I've been in that position and continue in that position under Mayor Marchetti now.
So the reason I've done this, folks, is to let you all know, Catherine is well versed in city government.
15 years, Bill.
I know, and I have to just make a little aside here. A couple years back, I can't remember anymore, but there were some accusations about the voting office, and I will tell you this. I have been interviewing our city clerk, Michelle Benjamin, and the ladies and men who work as volunteers, some of them, in the voting office. And I will tell you, they are honest that the day is long, and that's all I'm going to say. And I will not entertain any negativity about that office or the city clerks because I've had to use the city clerks for health reasons to do. Find out why my parents and grandparents died, what caused their death. And those people are Johnny on the spot. So, to my friends in the city clerk's office, in the voting office, thank you for what you do. And everyone in City Hall deserves respect when you go in there. You may
I
have a full head of,
appreciate that, Bill.
well, no, you may have a full head of steam going through the door. Blow it out because they're
I
there to
think
help.
the city clerk's office holds a special place for me because I really learned so much in that office. It's an office that works with so many
Oh,
departments.
yeah.
And I really learned so much, and to the level of history that they have to hold on to in that office when they have vital records that date back to the mid 1700s. Like, that's for someone who's fascinated by genealogy, to see those records and the handwritten, accounts of it, and that we can go back to the mid 1700s, that we have some great books in some of our vaults of when they used to keep track of sheep and horses and things of that nature. So really, if you're into history, if you're into genealogy, the city clerk's office is the place to be at. To They have so many great historical documents that people have the chance to look through.
Before we go back to the citizens, I have to tell you this. This person that I know will remain in a says, yeah, I'm thinking of running for that city clerk job. And I said, oh, dude, just telling you, it's an involved, it's in the law. the keeper of the records. Oh, Bella, it says it's a clerk's job. It should be that. I think they should move for this in the state, keeper of the official records. Because clerk is not, clerk really doesn't address the magnitude of the job.
It's so much more than just that. You have all the public records you have to comply with, open meeting law, your vital function for the city council, and keeping those documents in order. It definitely is a lot more than what people may think of it on the surface. You oversee elections, which is the fundamentals of our government. And so that, like, being having the opportunity to work in that department, you really saw, like, the start to end, like, the importance of answering your city census and how that impacts when you go to vote on election day and making sure you stay active on our voter list. So you get to see those processes all the way through and understanding all that it takes to, operate that portion of our city government.
And again, everybody in that office is knowledgeable and helpful and help. Same with the tax office. I mean, I don't like paying taxes any more than anybody else, but you know what I like? When I dial 911, I can have the police, the fire, and an ambulance here with no more than 6 minutes. When you get to be my age and with my health, that means a lot. So, Catherine, is you started this in as I said, I've heard two or three people that have been through it. Can't say enough good about it. How do you break it down? What are the each session? How do you do that?
So when we first started this program, it started out with 10 weekly sessions. Throughout the years, it has grown. So now we include all of the city departments. Each year, the program might be a little bit different depending on the session. So, for example, this year, now that we have a full-time city solicitor, the solicitor's office will be included. They haven't been included before because we contracted that service out. But now that they are full-time, city department, I wanted to make sure they were brought into the program this year. So the program is 12 weeks. It's on Thursday evenings this year. I try to rotate each year between Wednesday and Thursday evenings to give people a chance if they have other commitments. If they can't do it this year, maybe Wednesday works better for them next year. So I try to rotate throughout the years for that schedule. And it's 12 weekly sessions. This year's program starts on August 14th and wraps up on November 6th. There is a holiday break in there. I think in late September or early October, to make sure that we accommodate for anyone observing the holiday. And the program runs from 6 to 8 p.m. on those Thursday evenings. We really try to run a tight schedule. Some city departments have a lot of content to cover. And 2 hours is a little bit tough to do that in. But the goal is really in each of those sessions to give people an introduction into what these departments do. Do we get to everything we want to in those 2 hours? Not always. Sometimes we need more time. Like I know, for example, our public services and utilities department, we could spend probably 2 to 3, 4, or 5 sessions on that. But the program is much more than just that department, and we have a lot of other areas that we want to cover. So it's just to give people sort of an overview of what those departments do, while also hopefully sparking the interest for them to want to learn more. And maybe they take what they learn in Citizens Academy and serve on a board or commission as a volunteer. Maybe they're looking for an employment opportunity and want to explore those with the city. Maybe they're interested in running for office. And so they have a basic level foundation of understanding what government at the local level does. And that's really the goal of this. If they do none of those things, they don't volunteer for a board or commission, they don't run for elected office, they don't join us as an employee, They have more information. Maybe they're talking with their neighbors and want to get an issue addressed. And now they know the go-to department to have that
Right.
thing addressed, or that person to reach out to say, "Oh, Dan at the airport can help us out with this." Or, I have a question related to a deck that I'm building. Okay, our building commissioner can assist you with that. So it's a way for our community. Anybody who lives or works in our community over the age of 18 is invited to apply for this program. And really, one of the benefits or how this program continues each year, and we increase each year, is because of past participants. I have to thank them for telling their neighbors, telling their family, telling their friends to say, "Hey, this is something you should be doing," because I think that word of mouth has really been helpful in us expanding the number of people who participate year after year.
That's how exactly I heard about. I mean, I knew you were doing it, but with my memory, and but I heard about it from, and it wasn't just hearing about it. It was the enthusiasm that they generated telling me about it. You should have her on your show. And I said, well, I should have had her on my show years ago, and again, folks, we're going to give you some information. Don't panic. We're going to say it several times through the show. But Catherine, if you want to tell them the best ways they can contact and sign up or whatever.
Sure. So the city just launched a new website. So our new web address is pittsfieldma.gov. So right on the main page, if you scroll down under Find It Fast, you'll see a Citizens Academy page. You can apply there right online. Just your basic information I'm looking for: name, address, phone number, email if you have one, and then just three simple questions so I have the ability to get to know you a little bit. And then if online isn't your thing, I also have a printed application available here in the mayor's office. If anybody wants to stop in and pick one of those up, we have those available. The deadline to apply is Friday, July 25th at 4 p.m. I have to say I've already received 8 applications, and we've only
Wow.
been open a little over 24 hours. So as you can see, the interest is there. So if you
Yeah.
are out there listening, and want to learn more about this program, you can reach out to me via email at cvanbramer@cityofpittsfield.org, or you can give me a call at the mayor's office at 413-499-9322. But I would definitely encourage you to get your applications in soon, because as you mentioned, Bill, I do usually cap it around 25 or so people, just due to space requirements and some of the places that we're going into. We got to keep that in mind. But too, if we get much larger than that, it's too hard for people to ask questions and hear what those responses are. So we try to 25 is a manageable number. And obviously, if we get more than that for applications, we keep people on a wait list and reach out to them. If for some reason people who said, "Yes, I can do it," have had some change that they were unexpecting.
And let me don't procrastinate. Please don't procrastinate. Like she said, already has eight. It's just been announced yesterday. But the other piece of this too is I translated from excuse me, don't procrastinate to if you snooze, you lose, and you don't want to lose your seat. So again, don't panic if you haven't heard it. We're going to go through it again and again. Because that's the one thing I learned from about radio, doing radio. If you give an announcement, just don't give it once because they're driving, they're trying to get the kids changed, it's all kinds of things. But so the department, I'm thinking, Mr. Morales and his departments, first let me say thank you to all. I forgot about this in the beginning. Catherine, you got to watch me. I'm losing it. But then again, you know that. Thank you to all of the city's employees who made the 4th of July parade as wonderful, let me say it again, as wonderful as it was. Now, I read the internet and I hear that. Listen, You can do it better. They're taking applications for next year. So that's all I'm going to say. But in all the city employees, and I don't think people know, a lot of the people from the, Mr. Morales's department, they had trucks, they were cleaning. We went down North Street after, and they were cleaning up long after we had gone home. So that's how they spent their 4th of July. So let's
Yeah,
remember
it
that.
takes a lot, and I appreciate that, Bill, extending that thanks to everybody who on the city side of things who helps get that work done. And definitely too also from the bus shuttles that go back and forth, running the people from
Yeah.
Kona back to the fire department who are there for the fireworks, to the police department who help us manage traffic and getting people safely from point A to point B, to our public services team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot in just the preparation beforehand. It's not just that day, but there are several days into the parade committee for all they've done
Oh,
to
the and all the
put this
media.
event on. That it's a huge feat, and my appreciation goes to everybody who was involved.
And thank you to all of the volunteers, all of the marchers, all of the parade participants, all of the balloon holders, all the people who helped make it a spectacular parade. And I have to say this to my team at WTBR and PCTV, thank you, thank you, thank you. Friday, I took the grandchildren and we saw you guys setting up, or I'm sorry, the day before, Thursday, setting up. It's a big deal. And then after the parade in the afternoon, we saw you tearing down. Thank you, PCTV. Thank you, PCTV volunteers. And again, you can just be happy. Pittsfield keeps this tradition alive. And I think what you've started, Catherine, the Citizens Academy will be something that will go on when you retire in 45 years.
45. Yeah,
Well, I want to make sure that the mayor's all set before he goes.
I
What are when you go into a department, like say, let me pick something I'm semi-familiar with, the police department. How do what are what's kind of the content of the lecture? What however you do it.
So each session runs similar. Normally, there's a presentation provided by the department head and/or staff who join them for that particular session.
Okay.
So, for the police department, we would go in, learn more of their structure and their operations, and understanding the different divisions. So, the chief and members of his team will go over that. And then, too, we usually highlight a few of their divisions. In the past, we've heard from the drug unit, we've heard from the traffic unit, we've heard from their community outreach, and really hearing from their perspective, the things they're seeing on a day-to-day, and what a day in the life of is like for them. But then, too, one of the highlights of the different sessions is when they can tour the particular place. So, if it's feasible at the time, we would take a tour of the police station and see the different office spaces, the detective bureau. We get to see the garage area, the holding cells, things that people may not always get to see and experience. I know we mentioned I mentioned the airport. That's always a
Oh,
fun
that's
session. When you can see different flights, sometimes I try to have different. It's great when a flight is timed accordingly when our class is there because they can see it
Yeah.
either land or take off. That is always a
Of course.
fascinating thing to watch. And then for our public services session, we usually hold that out at the wastewater treatment plant, and we do an abbreviated tour of the wastewater treatment plant. Not something that is always high on people's list of understanding how it operates,
Oh, yeah.
but it's a vital function
Sure is.
of us as a municipality of processing waste and understanding how we do that. And so having that session at the wastewater treatment plant to show people really how those systems work, I think is an eye-opener for a lot of our departments. I know the fire department is always a hit. They bring out all their tools, their jaws of life, all the different vehicles that they have, their hazardous, they have a hazardous response team, and we get
Right.
to go inside their vehicle. And two, they show us how at headquarters how they utilize the pole to get from floor two down floor one in a quick time. So those sessions are always a hit because they're very interactive. They have different things that they can showcase. So that's just to name a few. But we also get over to our senior center, to our cultural development office, our library. We highlight the community development department. We learn all about budgeting 101.
Right.
So really try to both work with the more public-facing departments, but also the internal departments like HR. We have communications. We have our building maintenance. Like, people may not know what our building maintenance department do,
Yeah.
but or does, but we are very reliant on them. They keep our structures up and running, including our schools, including our city buildings. So learning a little bit more about what they do and how they operate as a team, I think, is an important thing.
It's very important because, everybody has an opinion, and I don't mind people who base their opinions in with facts. It's when people say, "Well, they don't do anything." Have you ever been in their shoes? I can remember years ago, there was a wicked, wicked, wicked winter, and I knew one of the plow drivers, and you do know me. So I said to him, "So you're rolling in the dough." He said, "Bill, I'd give anything for a night's sleep," because that's how much they were up and running. And it dawned on me then, they lose that, they're away from their family. And that's why I'm glad you're doing this. That's why I want to do this program. That's why, just to kind of let you know in advance, surprise, I'm going to start trying to reach out to the department heads. Because I'm just, after this budget session and school stuff, I just want people in the city to really comprehend and understand how difficult their jobs are. I've been all over the world, and I can say this, and I say it very proudly. I was a former member of the Pittsfield Police Department. I've been all over the world. I haven't seen departments with the staffing that they have accomplish all that they have. My father was a firefighter. I'm very familiar with fire. Chief Dolly and Chief Sampson, they got great departments, and they're doing the best they can with what they have. Let's leave it at that. Thank you. And
And Bill,
before we go to, go
yeah,
ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt, but if you got to go to commercial break, we can talk about
Let's
that.
go to break. But
Yeah.
before we do, give the info to contact you again.
Sure. So it's my email is cvanbramer@cityofpittsfield.org. And then my office phone number is 413-499-9322.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. Don't go away. More to hear. This is an amazing program. It really is an amazing program. And I want people to become familiar with it. And I don't want you to procrastinate. Don't make you sound like your grandfather. Get go. I was a grandfather this last 4th of July. So, yeah. But seriously, if you can learn about this, you'll be better off for it. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio, the simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership?
How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Larry Kratka here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Sweet Country Music. Now, every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. until noon, I'll play some of the best classic country artists like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. I'll play nothing before 2008. Please join me Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for the next edition of Sweet Country Music here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I am here with someone I just think so much of. She's been a loyal public employee, civil servant, whatever you want to call her. Her name is Catherine Van Bramer, and she's going to tell you about a program she is running, and she started here in the city of Pittsfield, called the Citizens Academy. It's a 12-week program, and where you get to learn a lot about the inner workings and the mechanics of the city. And people, the reason it's so successful is people who go through it rave about it. And I heard from three people, good people I know, friends of mine, some of them, the two of them, and they couldn't say enough good about it. So we're here today to get you to not procrastinate, to sign up, because limited seating, as they say. And Catherine will pick it up from here. We'll give you the dates and all that stuff and her address and her contact info. But once again, let me say, I don't want to sound like your father, don't procrastinate. If you're going to want to do it, you're interested in doing it, today's the day. Catherine, please.
Thanks again, Bill. And just for the people listening in, the Citizens Academy is a 12-week program. You learn firsthand how local government operates. So as Bill mentioned, seats are starting to fill up. So the sooner you get your application in, the better. You can find all this information out on our new City of Pittsfield website at pittsfieldma.gov. There's a link right there on the homepage for the Citizens Academy. You can apply right online. If you need a mail-in application, we have those available here in the mayor's office. And then all of my contact is also on the website as well.
And I'll say it again, don't procrastinate. Catherine also, she's very humble. Catherine also was part of a webinar across by MMA, Mass Municipal Association, telling other cities and towns about the Citizens Academy. And I think when our people, and I mean our people, people in, from the city, employed by the city, live in the city, do things like that, they need to be, we need to hear about it. And so, Catherine, congratulations on being asked to do that. And because, and again, this has nothing to do with the program. I a meeting or two ago, I heard many questioning why the money for MMA, because that's where our municipal employees learn what's going on. It's very beneficial, and trust me, it's worth the cost. So if you're going to bang on your desk, then bang on your desk.
I would just echo that, Bill. I would say, you know, this is where the Citizens Academy idea came from.
Yeah.
And to see it, you know, we're headed into our seventh year of the program. Over 100 people have participated from the community. So it's really, you see it year after year. People are still signing up. They're still curious. I know when I first like learned about this, I'm like, I don't know. Are people going to be like signing up for this? Are they going, like, I'm the government geek. I like love this stuff. I have a passion for engagement in government at all levels. And I was like, who's going to want to spend this amount of weeks with me learning about city government? But they kept coming back week after week. And I was like, okay, we're on to something here. And so to see over 100 people participate throughout the years, I've been blown away by that. And I can't thank everyone enough who's participated and then spreads the word to their family, friend, neighbors to say, hey, you got to check this out. This program is for you. You can learn all that we do in a day-to-day. And two, I think sometimes government gets lost in this faceless, nameless thing that people can easily point at, but we lose the faces and the people who dedicate their daily lives to doing this work. And, you know, there are people very passionate about the jobs that they do in the city. And so I think this breaks down some of that, you know, oh, the government does this or the government does that. Sometimes you learn we are responsible for that thing. Sometimes you learn, oh, we are not responsible for that thing, but we know how to navigate you to the next step or to the right person who can handle that. And I think I've seen that, like, sometimes people will come in with their understanding of what they think it is, and they'll walk away with, oh, well, I didn't realize this or I didn't realize that. And so just it's a way for us to break it down a little bit and also put some names and faces to those people who are working for our residents and community. I think that's really what my goal of trying to do this was, is serving in the mayor's office for as long as I have at this point. You interact with constituents on a regular basis, helping them navigate government. And I was like, why should I just hold this knowledge, or why should the staff just hold this knowledge here in the offices that we have? Why can't we share this? Why can't we bring government to people? Why can't we bring them into government? So I think it's a great way for us to break down a lot of the notions that are out there about government and to how federal, state, and local work very differently, how we have to work together. But two, we have our own unique lanes that we have responsibilities for. And so we kick off each program with a basic, what I call government 101, of understanding what local government here is in Pittsfield, how that is made up, what the structure is like, how that structure comes to be. So everybody, regardless of if you are familiar with Pittsfield government or if you're new to the area, you all walk away with the same basic foundation to build upon.
And again, understanding, education about what goes on. I think, I don't want to say softens people's critiques, but I will say this. It will educate you to understand, you know, I'll give you an example. Catherine, correct. They got a ton of world work going on. And I heard it again today. You know, oh, for God's sake. Well, here's the deal, boys and girls. They have from like April to like October. And as you all know, and I was one of the ones that knew too and spoke on it, some of our roads had really fallen into real disrepair. This mayor, this administration, this city council, they're trying to get it done in a very tight window. It's because the tar plant, what do you call that stuff they put on the road?
That's the blacktop?
Thank you. Yeah, I drew a blank, but you know what you're working with. That's only open. And when it closes, it's closed. And it's wonderful that we have a hot pot and we can patch holes. We can't do whole streets. So before you go absolutely crazy, maybe you should stop and thank Mr. Morales, the mayor, and everybody involved in doing this. Because it's not an easy job. And like a day like today, to those people in this hot and humid weather, out doing that kind of work, thank you. Because I laid blacktop as a 15-year-old kid, trust me. On a nice hot day, you don't want to be near blacktop. So your info again for people. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so if anyone wants to reach out or have any questions about the program, you can check all of the details out on our city website, pittsfieldma.gov. My email address is cvanbramer@cityofpittsfield.org, and you can reach out to me at the mayor's office at 413-499-9322.
And once again, limited seating. When's the deadline for registering?
July 25th at 4 p.m.
I'll guarantee you it will be filled long before that. So don't procrastinate. The one last two, and if you don't mind, Catherine, because I feel we owe people in the city, and you're immersed in it all week. But one of the things, and I know there's a lot of flip-flopping, but there's some people you couldn't please. I want to thank the Casella drivers. And I want to thank the mayor and that whole team to put together the totes. Now, I know some of you don't like them. You want to leave your, sofa out there with your kitchen table and your refrigerator. Those days are gone, boys and girls. But the Casella drivers, the Casella employees are so conscious of their work and what they do. I can't say enough good about Casella. In fact, I'll be reaching out to you, Kevin. I'd like to interview somebody from there one day, because they've added, in my opinion, they've added a lot to cleaning up the city.
And Bill, on that point of Casella, if I could add, one of the things we're noticing in our recycling, we're very proud that our recycling rates have nearly tripled since the implementation of this program. So thank you to all of the residents who are putting in that effort to make those changes in their day-to-day lives, because that is helping us tremendously. The one thing we are struggling a little bit with, and what we're trying to get some word out about, is we're finding in the recycling, particularly with the bottles and glass and things, people are bagging them up and then putting the bag in the recycling. Okay. So that is not something that is allowed by the place in which all of our recycling goes to the Springfield MRF. That's the municipal recycling facility. And what happens is when they get the recycling, they sort through it and try to, repurpose what they can. But what's happening is anything that's in a bag can't be recycled properly. And so we're really trying to encourage our residents, right, please do not place any bags of any type of material into your recycling. Obviously, paper bags can be recycled. So if you get those at the local grocery stores, paper can be recycled on your paper week, but you shouldn't be placing any sort of plastic bags, trash bags, or anything in your recycling weeks, because that is really going to have an impact on what we're allowed to have accepted at the recycling facility. So we're really asking for the residents' cooperation. They have been really great. Things have streamlined within the system compared to our initial months of people adjusting. I can't thank the residents enough for adapting to this new program. They're really doing well. Yes, there are some things we're still working out and fine-tuning as people are adjusting. And I know after holiday time, it's sometimes a challenge to get everything. But that's like if you need an additional recycling toter, you can get one of those for free. So let us know. You can order a form right through order a new one, an additional toter through our city's website. So we have those options available for our residents. But please, please, please don't put bags in the plastic bags in the recycling, as those aren't allowed to be in there.
I'll throw that up on my websites when we finish. The other thing too, I do want to say to the folks, let me just read this. To be eligible for the Citizens Academy, applicants must be at least 18 years old. I got socks that are 18 years old. I'm wearing them. Live and work in Pittsfield and be able to attend each of the 12 sessions. Now, I'm going to say this, not Catherine. If you know you can only do four, please don't sign up for it. Wait on, go on the waiting list for next year, but don't sign up knowing we all have stuff come up, but knowing that you're not going to be able to do them all. That takes a seat away from somebody who is committed to doing it. Is that fair, Catherine?
I think that's fair. I would say, obviously people get sick, family commitments come up along the way. So if it's maybe one or two, I would say you can still, get a lot out of the program. But if you're unable to commit for that full 12 weeks, I would have people consider maybe holding off until they can commit to that. Because there's a lot of content that's covered, and I would it wouldn't be great for them to miss a vital function of one of those departments. Obviously things come up and we have to adjust accordingly. So there's some flexibility there. But if you're missing a good portion of the program, we would encourage you to hold off and maybe apply next year.
That's not fair to somebody who can make it. And like I said, the state has, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Senator Mark told me this on it. They put in the requirement for civics again. Well, this is civics operational. This isn't theoretical. You're going to see the meat and potatoes of what these departments do. Now, you may not get down into the weeds, but if you see the forest, trust me, you'll be shocked at what your tax dollars are paying for. And again, I will say this one more time. I don't like to pay taxes any more than anybody else, but we have a res emergency response of a 6 minutes unless you're way out, and that's not even 10 minutes. So if you're falling or you're hurt or you cut yourself, somebody's going to be there. Police EMTs, fire EMTs, EMTs. I stress that because I hear about taxes. Nobody likes to pay them, but I think we get great service. And this winter, again, I hats off to everybody that had anything to do with cleaning up the snow and the ice, more the ice. So, Catherine, as we start to head towards the end of this program, I think you deserve a lot of credit for doing this in tandem with all the other stuff you do. But obviously it's paying off because people are talking about it. You've done over 100 people, you said now? Hello. I mean, really. It takes someone, as I keep telling people, while it's a team to get it done, if you don't have a good quarterback, it'll get done, but not as maybe as efficiently. And if you don't believe me, ask the Patriots.
I think it's something that I'm passionate about. So I Hope it will follow me through any throughout my career. It is something that I hold near and dear because I feel like it's a program that started and has grown so much throughout the time. So I would love to expand on that. One of the things that we're examining here on in the office is adapting this program to include it in some way, shape, or form of onboarding for our city employees,
Oh,
because
wow.
as a part of
Yep.
building upon culture of an organization, is I come from the frontline perspective of being one-on-one with working with the public and helping them navigate. So I think especially for our frontline employees, having a basic understanding of like, who are your elected leaders? Who do you reach out to as a frontline employee? Like, we're in the halls. People are asking us questions when we're, if we have to go to another department or anything like that. So to have that basic understanding for our employees, I think is beneficial. So I'm in the process of working with our HR director to adapt. It's not going to be as extensive as the Citizens Academy, but adapting a version of it to help in our onboarding process. We have understood there's a need for that. We've actually had some city employees participate in this because they have a genuine interest of knowing more of what our departments do. And then too, they walk away with more information to help people. So when they get that call that maybe doesn't belong in their department, but they can say, I can get you to the right person. So rather than sending them to six departments later, they can just have a direct, okay, you called me. I have this info. Here you go. Here's the right person that you need to connect with. So we're working on building that. And, maybe down the way, we could adapt some version of this into the school system. So you never know where it's gonna take us, but I think the goal is to see this continue for years and years to come, and I will be a part of it as long as I possibly can because I'm just so passionate for getting people involved. And government doesn't operate solely for government; we operate for the people. So bringing people and giving them the information that we all have. I think when those two worlds exist together, that's when we make it all work.
And just a dovetail on what you just said, orientation is so important to new people coming on. And what you said often gets dropped. They get to the nitty-gritty. Here's, HR, culture. Our culture is, and for somebody to be able to articulate that in a class to let people know this is what you're walking into. What we hope you will contribute to. Because otherwise, it's a new job. You're looking for the restroom. I won't tell you who, but I had it. Oh, I'll tell you he's gone now. Jimmy McCaffrey. Jimmy said, I was on the council for 2 years before I could find out where the restroom was. So it's those kinds of simplistic things. But I'm glad you're doing that. And I have the utmost respect for your personnel director. I think the world of him. And I've worked with 100 personnel directors, and I would ra rank him as number two because I work for the person who wrote the book. So, folks, we're going to tell you one more time, the Citizens Academy, and let me say it again. Please don't procrastinate. I am predicting, and Catherine's going to text me or call me when it's full. Why? Because it's not going to be till the, what is it, the 25th is the cutoff? Yeah, no, it'll be full before the 25th. Trust me when I tell you. Catherine is a person who's a taxpayer and a citizen. I can't thank you and that whole office, including, what's his name there, the mayor, Marchetti, Peter Marchetti, for all in the hours that you put in. Is amazing. So, from a citizen, taxpayer, whatever, thank you for that. And folks, don't procrastinate. And as I do, and I mean this when I do it, I just don't say it. We're all in this together. So let's help each other. Like today, it's hot, it's humid, and some people may need a phone call. Some people may need a cooling shoulder, maybe a ride to it. If you can help somebody lift their burden, you'll be better off and they'll be better off. So let's try to be nice to people. I don't really understand the world today. It's mean-spirited, and by now you know I may be a little goofy, but I hope I'm not mean-spirited. With that, God bless. Take care of each other. Catherine, I'm always here for you and your announcements. So have a wonderful Citizens Academy, and let me know when it fills up so I can ha-ha the people who waited.
I will. Thank you so much, Bill.
You'll be well. And tell the mayor I said hi, and Brittany, I said hi. What a great office that is, too. Bye, everybody. And remember, do something nice for somebody today. You'll feel better. I promise. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Bill.